We're moving on in the letter to Timothy. Paul says, first, I'm writing, but I hope to get there soon and visit with you. See? But if I should be delayed, you should know how to behave in the household of God, which is the church of the living God. The ecclesia, the kahal, it's the those God has gathered to himself. That's us. We are the church of the living God. We have a relationship to the living God, which is unique in the world. We hear his word. We feed on his body and blood. We have friends, family, who believe in him. All of this is a gift of God, you see. So, we are the church of the living God, through absolutely no merit or intelligence of our own. A gift. You see? And this is the pillar and foundation of truth. Things get so confused, don't they? But the gospel, which is our charter, is never confused. We know the truth. We know what we're supposed to be doing. All by the mercy of God. We never figured it out. You see? And so then, undeniably great, this translation, the mystery of devotion. You see? The mysterion. Mystery is what? It's an act of God in history. That's a mystery. And then to know that, to penetrate that, to be changed by that, that's what it means to live by faith. So how do you sum up this plan of God in history? Jesus Christ. Everything flows from him, to him, and from him. And so Paul says here, see, the mystery of faith. Who was? So it's not an abstract notion, is it? It's a somebody. Who? The mystery of faith, who? Wouldn't you expect to have there the mystery of faith, which? And I'm going to articulate for you a formula. No. The mystery of faith is the living, risen, eternal Son of God, Jesus Christ. He, you see, is that summation of all the acts of God in history, because he's God himself, present. And that's the one who's here with us every day. See, manifested in the flesh, vindicated in the spirit, that's by being raised from the dead, right? Seen by angels. You're looking for Jesus of Nazareth, he's not here, he's risen. You see? Proclaim to the Gentiles. The whole world is going to know about this. You see? Believed in throughout the world to this day, and especially in our day, now that the gospel has been preached to every part of the world. You see? And he, taken up in glory. And so, that's the way Paul sums up for Timothy what he's supposed to be living and what he's supposed to be preaching. Now, this is an interesting gospel. Jesus was not, I'm doing very well today. Jesus was not an apologist. He's wisdom. And so, what shall I compare the people of this generation? What are they like? They're like little children playing in the marketplace. We sang a song for you, but you didn't dance, huh? We sang a dirge for you, but you didn't weep. You're just fickle. Whatever is the latest and the greatest, or the most terrifying, or the most, you see? And then he says, well, see, John the Baptist came. neither eating food nor drinking wine, and you say, you know, he's nuts. He's possessed by a demon. The Son of Man comes along and relates to you. He eats in your homes. You know, he drinks your wine. He speaks to you. Oh, look at him. He's just like us. In other words, if you don't want to believe the truth, you'll always find a reason why not to. And so he says, you see, but wisdom is vindicated by all her children. Now, what does that mean? Look for somebody who really believes. And there you will see what a human being is all about. There you will see somebody in touch with the truth. So wisdom, you see, is vindicated by all her children. I always think, I don't know why, of the great women saints who built the social structure of the church. Mother Cabrini, the one from Philadelphia, Drexel, the one who founded the order up there, an Anglican. Well, you know what I'm trying to say. See, those are the people, you see, and who are the children of wisdom. And there you can see what wisdom can do and what it can produce. Marvelous, marvelous works. And so, you know, Mother Teresa is a great example, right? Everybody honored Mother Teresa until she started talking about abortion. And then a lot of them just walked away. But wisdom is vindicated by her children.